All ye holy saints of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wonder if I ever told you the story about my grandfather. It was my mother's father. I think I told some of you. But he was brought up in a Protestant religion for many years. His wife was Catholic. And towards the end of his life, when he got very sick, he had emphysema and some other things, and he was close to death, he had on a message that he gave to the nurses and doctors, a DNR, do not resuscitate. That means, children, that once he dies and stops breathing, he didn't want to be brought back to life. He just wanted to die. And remember, he was not a Catholic. And so, soon enough, he did die. But the nurses didn't see the message. They brought him back to life. And when he came back to life, he asked to see a priest. And he became a Catholic. He converted. You might say, not a deathbed conversion, but a back-to-life conversion. And so he became a Catholic. And sometime afterwards, he died. But this time, within the faith. And you see, this is what the All Saints' Day feast is all about. All through the year, we're thinking of all of these canonized saints, the Kyrie of Ars, St. Peter of Alcantara, St. Teresa, the Little Flower, all of these saints who did marvelous things, and they fasted, and they scourged themselves. Many of them died for the faith. But the Feast of All Saints is more than that. It is honoring all of those saints that no one knows. Those saints that literally, almost, made it to heaven by the skin of their teeth. Those saints, children that were baptized as infants and died before they were able to commit a sin. Perhaps we're honoring on this day saints from our own church, from our own families, maybe even, God only knows, from your own home. These are the saints that we're honoring throughout this entire octave, the 8 days of All Saints. Now, what was it that made them saints? Well, obviously, many of them, they didn't die for the faith, and they didn't fast on rotten boiled potatoes like the Kyrie of Ars. They simply made use of what was given to them to help them save their souls. They had all of the same means to save their souls that you and I have. The church, the sacramentals, the priests, the sacrament of penance and of confirmation, and above all of Holy Communion, when you receive our Lord Jesus Christ Himself into your soul. Prayers, the rosary, many of these other things, all of the things that you have that our Lord has given to help you save your soul, that's what the saints made use of. It's no different. The things that made them a saint will make you a saint as well. We have just simply to use them and to just simply live a good Catholic life. Don't think that you have to do all the things that the Kyrie of Ars did. Like, as I said, fasting on rotten boiled potatoes, no. How about if when your mom and dad puts some food on your plate, whether you like it or not, eat it and offer it up for love of God. Or when your brothers and sisters do something that hurts your feelings or that makes you mad, forgive them. Say a kind word to them. Pray for them more than anything. That's how you'll practice great charity. And when your teachers tell you to do something, obey. And when temptation comes into your life, whether it be a temptation of the flesh or a temptation to anger, remember to say a prayer to make good use of the things that our Lord has given you to become a saint. That's how to become a saint. Just do your duties and do them well. And use all the things that Holy Mother Church gives to you. And above all, the last thought for today make use of what Father Nkamaki was telling you about yesterday in his sermon, the communion of saints. Saint Philip Neri, he was a very, very humorous saint too, very holy, but also very humorous, very funny. But he said that we should be like a poor beggar. In the cartoons, you see him sometimes, children. Poor beggar, usually it's an older lady hunched over, kind of like this, and she's got a tin cup in her hand, and she's going in front of everyone, shaking her few coins in there and asking for a donation, an alms. St. Philip Neri said that we should be that way with all the saints in heaven, that we should go from one saint to another and to another, rattling our little tin cup, asking for a spiritual alms, whatever they can give us, we should ask for and we should take, and remembering that they are the ones, both the canonized saints like Pius X here beside the pulpit, and the saints like I hope my grandfather is. These are the saints that are going to help all of us get to heaven one day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.